Hey guys, welcome back.
This is Hobo
and the Bear. Before we get started with today's shows, we're going to let you know the platforms you guys can follow us on.
We're on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. All at The Hobo and the Bear, with the H in Hobo capitalized and the B in Bear capitalized. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Hobo and the Bear, with the H and B capitalized.
So be sure you guys follow us, because after 50,000 followers, we're going to do a face reveal so you can see the real Hobo and the Bear. Also, today we're going to be talking about friendship and a little bit about why we got into doing podcasts in the first place.
So fuck it, let's talk about this shit.
All right, so you want to start with the podcast? Like why we got into it? All right. Well, for me, it's lame, but I have always loved listening to talk radio first thing in the morning.
Because they're always funny in the first thing in the morning, too.
I mean, I also loved the talk radio show that come on at night that was about sex and stuff. Yeah, I like that one, too. So, you know, growing up, that's what my old list. If I stayed up late, I would listen to it a lot.
Right. But I like, we have a lot of conversations about a lot of different things, and I just wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah, all the nights coming home high in the middle of the night trying to get back.
Or in the mornings.
Yeah, it was more mornings than anything.
Yeah.
Coming home and just talking all the way down the road, not even listening to the radio.
Or even after we stopped smoking, then when I was driving your husband to work.
Yeah. Which is really bad, because I guess my first intentional thing to talk about whenever it's like real early in the morning is sex.
Always sex. Nothing but sex first thing in the morning.
Oh, well, you know what they say, sex in the morning is the best time.
But you ain't got to talk about it every damn morning.
I do, though. I can't help it. It's just what comes to mind. I mean, they say, ladies, that if you have sex first thing in the morning, it's like the best orgasm you'll ever have. So, I guess that's why I talk about it first thing in the morning. So, I don't know about you, but when I get my rocks knocked off first thing in the morning, I'm pretty excited for the day.
So, but you ain't got to talk about it.
I talk about it.
I don't want to hear it.
Also, something I kind of put together. There was this thing on Facebook. It was like, who would narrate your life? And I picked Seth Rogen. And we started doing the podcast, and I was like, really, Seth Rogen should narrate my life? Because in Pineapple Express, he was like, I want to do talk radio. Yeah, so I'm Seth Rogen from Pineapple Express.
I forgot my Seth would do that for me. I was in a tie between Seth Rogen and somebody else.
Jack Black.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Yes. I really love Seth Rogen's laugh.
Yes, I do too.
And with my laugh, I'm pretty sure I would hear that laugh echoing through the days.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think it's really cool that, you know, you're more opened up to be able to do podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, you know, you like listening to the ones where it actually sounds like there's some kind of relationship in the
people. And not just like a scripted thing.
Yeah. Obviously, we tried our first scripted one with the Jack the Ripper, and we were all over the place. That was like full of bloopers.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. It's full of bloopers.
So we're going to invest in index cards.
Right.
Just to help with that. But, no, I like to free flowly talk.
Yeah, me too. So more comfortable instead of, like, trying to read from a piece of paper.
Yeah. Oh, God. I couldn't be on television. The only time I've ever been filmed was, like, scripted saying something. I had to stare at the wall. And then that very next day, it was broadcasted across the entire school. And so here I am, you know, just staring at the wall, talking to it like it was my best friend.
Well, I mean, TV is like right there.
But it's hard. Like, I mean, I was sitting there, the teacher, you know, had sit there and went over my lines with me at least 100 times. Like, it was to the point where we were just standing out there laughing, because every time she lifted the camera, I completely blanked out. But she put the camera back down and I say my lines perfectly. And it came to the fact that I was talking to the wall. So I like doing podcasts because I'm not talking to you guys' faces. And I'm not talking to a camera. I'm talking to the recorder, and just having a free-flowing conversation.
And me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm always talking to you. What you talk about?
Yeah, true.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we're going to hit that stint where we're going to be talking through the house to each other in our sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah. Which I think is a good thing that we kind of put these two together tonight, too, because we're going to talk about friendship. And we've got our own friendship that goes along with us that helps us with our podcast. So that's pretty good way to put these two together, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh. my stomach's going to growl. Oh, I want to ask if you guys are interested in us saving our bloopers where we mess up and we like get tongue-tied and stuff. saving them and putting them together as its own show, or like its own little segment, like short segment, and just having you guys like crack up with us, because I think laughter is the best medicine in the world, and it spreads like wildfire. Mm-hmm. I love bloopers. I grew up in the time when they have bloopers on the movies and stuff, and I could just sit and watch bloopers all day.
Me too. Oh. Even I was still looking up on YouTube, especially news bloopers, because oh my god.
Oh my god. The guy who like steps, like sticks his ass off the camera and farts is my favorite.
Or the chicks when their heels are too high and they fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that shit hurts. Yes. I know it does, but it's funny.
My favorite bloopers would be Jackie Chan movies. Anything with Jackie Chan where he has bloopers are my favorites.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't even like where they do cartoons with their own bloopers, too. I love it when they do that.
Yeah. Back on subject.
Yeah, let's roll back into our own subject here. And we've said it before, we'll say it again, guys. We're not into smoking pot anymore, but we still talk like we do. But we don't disown anybody who does smoke pot, as long as you use it as its purpose and not abuse it like a drug.
Yeah.
Put that out there, just in case any potheads are listening to us. We'll probably have stoner conversations where you guys might question
if we are stoner, but we're not. We promise.
Yeah. I think the one I'm looking forward to the most is the one in the cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our car conversations go on forever though.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna be like an hour long, 2 hours long.
Might have a breakdown of damage. We try to keep our segments at 30 minutes. I think 30 minutes is comfortable for the listener, because after that, it might get a little boring. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're talking
about. I like long podcasts, personally.
I mean, I like the commercials in the radio, so I can flip through channels and find music, and then flip back to the radio station so I can finish listening to the conversation.
Yeah, but they're quite long, though, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh.
Especially the ones where they call people.
Yes.
I love those.
So I guess you can kind of say this is something me and her both kind of look forward to doing, because it's something we both enjoyed. She listens to talk radio with me a lot in the mornings, especially when we're on the way to work or on the way to take her husband to work or coming home or whatever it is we're doing.
It's a dream come true.
I listen to podcasts on my own time.
Yeah.
Because I have certain people I like listening to.
I mean, I don't hope I don't get no hate for this, but I'm not really being able to listen to other people's podcasts. I've tried, and I get distracted easily, so it's not something I can, like, if I got my headphones in and I'm listening to music, I'm clean. I find it kind of hard to listen to a podcast and clean, because then I'm just listening to the conversation. But if I was listening in the car, I'd probably listen a lot more.
Maybe I should try that. So, fuck it, let's talk about this shit.
Alright, so friendship. What are the key things you see in a friendship?
Most definitely be able to trust that person.
Yeah. Trust is always a good thing.
Yeah. And I would say like loyalty too, but it's like a relationship.
Oh, definitely needs to be loyalty in the friendship.
Don't want no backstabbers.
No. What about friendship from when you were in school to now? Like, when you're in school and you're friends with just about everybody, and then now, are you okay with it being just a select few, or do you wish it was still in a large amount of people?
I'm okay. Well, I mean, when I was in school, I still had just a select few.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more than it is now, because it dwelled down a little bit, but I like it being small.
Yeah. I do too. I mean, when I was in high school, I communicated and was like, all of these are my friends because I communicated with them a lot.
But they're just acquaintances.
Yeah, they turned out to be just acquaintances. I think there should be three types of friends. Three definitions of friends in a friendship, and that is the asshole who's going to tell you like it is, even if you don't want to fucking hear it. The sensitive one who's like, here, cry on my shoulder, it's okay. And then the I kind of don't know what's going on friend, just kind of catch them off in their own little world, like, look, a butterfly, yeah. Yeah, you.
He was looking at me when he was saying that one.
Like, okay, so with,
Well, I don't have ADHD, though.
Right. Well, with one of our friends, we're the Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe of the group. Like, that is deafened how it is.
Yes.
And I think that's what builds a good, especially for females, I think that's what builds a good feminine relationship. Somebody who's going to put it down and be like, no, you need to shut the fuck up, suck it the fuck up, wipe them tears away, and know that you're better than this shit. And then the one that's going to pat you on the shoulder and be like, no, it's okay, take
take time to cry. I'm here. We'll cry it out all night long. We'll cry in our beer because we know she listens. We'll cry in our beer tonight. It's okay. And then you have
well to the top of our lungs.
Yes, then sing it out. But and then you have the one who's just like, so guys, I painted my toenails pink tonight. So, you get way off subject sometimes. Yeah. You're just like, especially, I was being exaggerative. A good storyteller can be exaggerate. Okay, just putting it out there.
A good storyteller can be exaggerate.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh, I'm just saying. But I mean, it doesn't just need to be like three people in a group, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, there's other people that is our friends in our group, and but they're just friends in a different way.
Yeah.
So, you know, with guys, I have no fucking idea how that goes down.
Like, we have our little group, and then we also have separate groups.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, my separate group is one person. Three people, technically.
Yeah.
But one or two that I talk to, mostly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's all different. Like, you have a friend that you grew up with, though.
Yeah.
Like, she's your lifelong best friend.
Basically, my sister.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think if you make it through life with somebody who's been there to you from a younger age, and they make it all the way out, yeah, that's a good friend. I mean, now, my best friend, we met in high school, and I literally became friends mainly because she stopped me one day and asked me if I was stoned. And we just started talking. Like, we had a class together, and we were always high in that class because it was first period. And then one day she caught me on the way to like third and was like, are you high? And I was like, no. And she was like, you look stoned like all the fucking time. And I was like, I mean, sometimes I am in first period, but you know, I'm pretty sure it was a dead giveaway whenever I had to send a bag of Skittles around the classroom to be open because I was in desperate need of them, like needing those fucking Skittles that day. But, you know, we wound up actually becoming really good friends and we stayed friends, you know, through a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So. She's my best friend, and I love her, and, you know, we're there for each other when we need each other. And we go separate amounts of time without talking, and I think that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a large gap, but, you know, it's there.
Same with mine.
I think that's what makes a friendship comfortable, though.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be up each other. Well, I think being older, it makes it comfortable because you don't need each other up each other's asses all the time.
Yeah.
So, like when you're in school, it's all about your friends all the time.
Mm-hmm. But when I was in school, she moved, so.
Yeah. But you guys still got to see each other, though.
Yeah.
And that's not the case for most, sometimes that's not the case. But see each other. Like, my childhood best friend, we went to the same elementary school in third grade. Like, I went there from second to third. I don't know how long she had been there, but I knew she was there by the time I got to third grade. We didn't really talk because she hung out with the popular kids, and I was not popular. Which I never went through school. I don't feel like popular anyways. I was always off in my own world doing my own thing. I always hung out with older kids too, so. But she transferred to the school I had transferred to the year before. I transferred the year before and then she transferred in the next year. And because we knew each other, we started talking and hanging out. And then we went, so from fourth grade all the way to our sophomore year in high school, we were best friends. And then she moved. So. And her friendship hit the strain on it. And she said, you know, she moved, I think, across states. She moved a couple states out. And then she's back now. And, you know, I say, hey, hi, you know, if I see her or something. But it's not the same friendship it was whenever I was in high school. And it's because we're not the same people we were back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, my friendship, that's different because she moved to my school. And we were in fourth grade. She was a new kid. I was a friendly kid. Like, I got marked the kindest person in middle school. Some, I don't know. But, I was a bitch. Like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. But, then in eighth grade, she moved. And didn't hear anything from her. For, like, 2 years, it seemed like. And then, she sent me a friend request on Facebook. I was so excited. And then we started talking again.
Was it Facebook or MySpace?
Facebook. It was Facebook at that point, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I was friends with her on MySpace.
Yeah.
And then when she moved,
yeah.
She forgot her password to that MySpace and
yeah.
Created a new one. Then I couldn't find her because she used her first name instead of her middle name.
Yeah.
Which that fucked me up. Which I looked both of them all the fucking time, like literally. It was like a tradition, basically, when I got on there to look for her. But she found me first and then messaged me.
And then we just started, because she literally moved one town away.
Yeah.
And we lost touch.
Yeah.
But then we found, like, she found me. It's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And same thing. Like, now, like, when I go and see her, it's like nothing happened. Like, there's no bit.
No time missing.
Yeah.
I think that's a good foundation of a strong friendship, though. That's one that you'll be friends with long.
Yeah.
Long, a long way.
Yes.
I meant to say long down the road, not long way. Long ways down the road. There yeah. we go. Well, see, I also think that friendship is particularly a special need when it comes to a relationship with a spouse or somebody.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like you have to build that. You know? Yeah. I think building a friendship takes so much time, and it's always, it can be built, it can be repaired and built on every day. Like, it's non-stop growing. So, like, I have a good friendship at times when we're not mad at each other with my husband. And you have a good friendship with my husband, you know?
We live in the same house.
Well, yeah.
So. But
we all get along.
Yeah.
For the most part. We have our days.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's just, I think everybody needs at least one friend in life.
Yeah.
Like, if you ain't got one friend, I know you gotta feel pretty lonely. Even if you got loved ones surrounding you, but you don't feel like you have that one person that, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what the day brought you,
they know what to do.
Yeah. They know what to do. Whether or not you're even happy.
Yeah.
Like, they just know how to add to it, make you that much more happy.
Or even if you're trying to, like, cover up that you're sad, they're like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just pestering.
Yeah.
In the long
run. Like you.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I definitely am. I don't like for people to hide their feelings. Because it's...
But when I ask you, you're like, nothing.
Well, I'll talk about it when I'm ready.
But you forced it out of me.
Oh, yeah, because I'm nosy. Don't make me call it out. I'm nosy. When it comes to finding out what's wrong with people, I'm very nosy. I want to know, like, what's wrong. So, but it's always nice to have, even if somebody is forcing it out of you, it's still nice. Because sometimes you don't want to talk about it because it's bothering you that bad, but you need to talk about it so it will stop bothering you that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I know when I go through little stints where I don't message anybody, I don't talk to nobody, I'm just like, nope, I don't feel like it. I finally get a message from my friends like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no. She's like, what's wrong? Well, I have to tell her everything that's wrong, and then I feel better. And I was like, why didn't I do this like 3-4 weeks ago when it was bothering me in the first place?
Because our brains don't function like that.
Obviously not. Because I do it every fucking time. I just like, I need to stew
same
in
here.
It.
Until you pester me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you just say it, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard to figure out. Once you know somebody, it's not hard to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, you know how kids say when they're younger, we're going to be friends forever?
Yeah.
How many of those people that you said that to that you're glad are not in your life now?
Well, some of them kind of turned out to be stuck up bitches. They did. The little preppy kids. But not really all that many. Because I didn't meet my other friend until middle school.
Yeah.
And she was scared of me because I always walked around with my bitch face on. But yeah, then we became best friends.
Yeah.
And that one drifted apart a little bit. We still talk there and there, but not like it used to be. Still talk to her mom, though.
I'm kind of glad there's quite a few. We were like, oh yeah, we're best friends. We'll be friends forever, yada yada. I'm kind of glad life pulled its weight in, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't the best of friendships, but you just tolerated each other in the long run, you know?
And that's how, like, every kid does, though. They're like, we're best friends forever.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm particularly glad that there's some that are still not in my life. Because they were negative. And they had and like, I hope that their lives are more positive now. I'm not a person that holds a lot of grudges or hates on a lot of people. Like, it takes a lot for me to be like, okay, I don't fucking like you. I hate you. Sooner or later, I'm just like, no, I hope they do good in life. But there are a lot of negativeness in one ball, and it's too much to handle. And it's just like, I hope you find people that you can be positive around, but I'm not that person.
Right.
So, for me, I think that females need at least one guy friend where there's no sexual tension.
Yes.
Like, it's hard, though, because if you get in a relationship, and it doesn't even have to be a guy, it could be, like, the same sex view, or the opposite sex view, whatever it is, You need somebody there who's going to be, who's going to toughen your feelings up, basically.
Yeah.
You know? And they'll be there, let you cry on their shoulder and stuff, but they're there in a, I don't really know, it's kind of like they're there in a sisterly way, or they're there in a brotherly way, but there's no sexual tension. But once you get a spouse, or you get a significant other, they don't tend to like that relationship between the two. I don't really know how to say it, like, other than, you know, opposite sex. For myself, it's the opposite sex. But for anybody else, it may be the same sex, it may be the opposite sex, I'm not sure. But I can feel like that tension that grows right there is, it's unwanted. And I think that's what sparks the idea sometimes of being a sexual connection, you know?
Yeah.
Because your partner is just like, no, 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 you guys can't be friends, it's impossible, y'all are gonna fuck, or y'all been fucking, blah, 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 blah. But there can be friendships built like there, where there's no sexual tension.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who, we met by getting into an argument because of a misunderstanding. He say what I needed to say because he was just like, fuck you. And they got off the bus because we were at his house. But, you know, years later, him and the person he had been with had split up, and he contacted me because he was closer and wanted to come and hang out. We went and got him, brought him back to the house and hung out with him, and my husband was like a little iffy about it. And I was like, no, like, I love this guy as my brother. I have no sexual tension towards him. I never have. I've always seen him as a friend. And
not into fucking
well, but I mean, that's okay, you know, because I mean, to me, he was not my, it's not that he wasn't my type, it was just the love that we had for each other was,
yes, connection was different level.
Yeah, it was on a different level. It was like the love we have for one another is too precious to want to try to fuck anything up like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you got somebody that you can tell the good things to and the bad things to, and there's no judgment and they're there,
yeah,
you don't want to fuck that up. I mean, yeah, I have a guy friend that I did fuck, and my husband's like, no, fuck you, no, no. But, you know, I was young. It was okay. Well, it wasn't really okay, but it was okay.
But at that point in time, so it's okay.
Yeah, I did not. I had conflicted feelings about that anyways, which is why I needed friends. Why you got talked to a lot.
Yeah. About everything.
Yeah.
Every little detail.
But I loved him, and I still do to this day. I love him, and I support him, and he's married. He's got a family of his own. But it's like, universally, we know when one another is in a fucked up spot because we start thinking about the other person. One of us winds up reaching out to each other.
Yeah.
But there's no sexual tension there now. It's just love for one another because we grew up. We did stupid shit together, you know?
Yeah.
And so that friendship's there, and I think it's needed. Like, it's experience itself is needed.
Yeah.
Like, tell me you haven't had that kind of experience where you're just like, yes, I needed that experience as friendship.
Yeah. Like, I have a friendship with a guy who, like, we went to middle school together. It wasn't really, like, we were acquaintances in middle school, but now that we're out of school, we've gotten closer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't see each other. We just talk to each other on Facebook, but
yeah. We
know what's going on with each other.
Well, see, I think that's the harder part with y'all, too, because your generation is just a little bit younger than mine. Like,
not that much.
It's just a wee bit, and it does differ. Just in that little bit of time, it does differ. Like, ours is more going out and hanging out and not being social because of our phones.
Yeah.
Like, we were social in front of each other.
But right now he's like a little further away, so can't be really.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Face to face.
This is true.
If y'all hear kittens, we have kittens.
Yeah.
Sorry in advance.
Yeah. No, like, but it's special though. There's a different kind of bond.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I think it's neat. And like I said, I think that the relationship between your significant other should be a friendship.
Yeah.
Like, if I couldn't go to my husband, I could go to my friends with just about anything. And then there's days where the only person that's going to make it better is my husband. And then there's days where he comes to me and he just lets it all out and he stops and he's like, you truly are my best friend. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, you know, because we pick on each other. But at the end of the day, I appreciate that. I appreciate that friendship, you know. Even if things do get jeopardized from here to there, doing, like, as life comes throwing, it's rocks at you, basically, because what it feels like fucking boulders flying at you at times. I'm glad he's there. He's in my corner. He supports me. I support him. But it's a good friendship, you know?
Like,
for us, you know, we met when we were younger, so we done younger, dumber shit to each other. you know, we started living together a little sooner than I wanted. And it's, you know, kind of erupted different aspects of everything going on. But if I didn't have him as my rock, I don't know what I would do. I see some relationships where people are like, they don't ever talk to their spouse about those personal problems. And I don't know how they make it through their marriage that way.
Yeah. I don't either.
And your parents can be your best friends, babe.
Yeah. That's true.
I know your mom is pretty much a, like, your best friend. If you're having the world's worst day, you just want to call your mama.
Yeah, or if I'm sick. Yeah. Obviously, I'm calling mama. Yeah. Because any medicine that I get, it's the same medicine she's going to get me. And it doesn't work on me when I buy it, but it works when she gets it.
As she says, it's because mama bought it.
Yeah. It's true, but like immediately, basically.
I'm the same when it comes to my dad. Like, if I don't feel good, I'm like, Daddy, I just don't feel good today. And he's like, well, I understand. But if it's, I'm having a bad day and I want to rant, vent, and get it off my chest, he sits there and listens. He lets me say everything I need to say and then go on about my business and everything. And then if it's really hurting me and I'm crying, he gets mad. Yeah. Like, he gets mad at the fact that I'm upset to that point. Unless it has to do with my siblings. And then he's just like, well, you know, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to fucking vent to you, and then I'm going to go off on them, and then in a couple of days we're going to have a get together and everything's going to be all right. So, because family love is different than any other love. Like, if I get mad at my best friend and I go to him about it and stuff, he's just going to be looking at me like, shut the fuck up and go talk to her.
Yeah.
Which I don't have to do that, so that's a plus.
But sometimes I'm like, fucking messenger.
Yeah.
Because you keep talking about her, I'm just like, messenger.
Well, I mean, we do things that irritate each other. We don't mean to, but we do. We just irritate each other from time to time. But, you know, we have a special friendship, I feel like. Like, when I was in high school, she was there for me through a loss of a friend. Yeah. You know, which was the hardest thing I had to deal with when I was in high school. And then I tried my best to be there for her when she lost her husband, you know, because that was hard.
Yes.
Not on the same emotional level did I understand what she was going through, but that phone call, I knew what that was. Because she's actually the friend that called me whenever he died, you know? And I don't know how young our viewers, our listeners are, but if you ever witnessed losing a friend in school, it is really devastating. I understand. So if you want to comment about it, feel free to. Or if you're older and you've lost a friend, same. Feel free to comment, talk about your experience. Talk about your friendships, too. Good or bad. Like I said, though, she's the one who called me in high school. She's the one who called me and told me, you know, and I was in shock when she called. So I could only imagine what she felt like when she got that call. And I didn't even know what to say. I felt so bad that I just cried on the phone with her because there was no words that would have made that situation better at all. And even you spent time in the same situation trying your best to help make her feel better too. Mm-hmm. You know, which is why I think we have such a good friendship the way that we do now. So, when we want to
build herself back up, basically.
Yeah. Which is, I think, the structure of friendship. You guys gotta build each other.
Yeah.
No matter what. You need to reach out to them and help them feel better, you know? And sometimes you want to give up on them because it feels like there's no use. Don't give up. Keep building, because that's what they need you most right now. Sooner or later, they're going to take the peg and they're going to stand up. Yeah. It just takes everybody different times.
Yeah, it may take like a couple months. May take a year or so. Just got to stick by their side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I feel like we're cousins, you know. But I think our friendship built because I took you out of your shell. And I was like, no, fuck me. You can't live life like this. Let's go out and get buck-ass wild and do stupid-ass shit. But now you can't do the same stupid shit I'm doing because I'm older and I don't want you to do this shit. But you can still do stupid shit. Just a limited watched amount of stupid shit.
Then, yeah.
Now, I mean, you're up to make your own decisions, you know? I didn't want you to be like 16, 17 knocked up in high school because you were out hanging out with me doing what they should have been doing.
Even though I was going down that own path, basically, by myself. Yeah, but
I was trying. I was trying not to get you go down that path, because not that I just agree with the fact that people are pregnant at a young age, it's just I don't want anybody to miss out on life that way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what if they had dreams to go to college, and then it messes up that because of financial situations?
Yeah.
And then, or what if they just wanted to be wild and free, and then they get messed up because they had a kid? Use protection. That's my motto.
Yeah.
Protect yourselves.
But I didn't do.
Yeah, but luckily you didn't get knocked up.
Yes, luckily.
Yeah. You know, that was a chain of events right there. That helped a chain of events from happening.
There's a lot of awesome other chain of events that followed with that.
I don't think friendship has to be, like, between you and a stranger. I think it can be between you and a family member.
Yeah.
Like, some people are very close to their family members, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
That's the person they feel like is their best friend.
Yeah.
So. It's the person you tell your secrets to. It's the person you tell your bad days, your good days, your nightmares, your fantasies.
The hot guys you talk to.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. You tell it all to them. Because a friend should never make you feel ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, never. They're supposed to be your greatest supporter in life.
Yeah.
You want to be a grave digger? I support you. You want to be a lobotomist? I support you. You want to be crazy for a little while? I support your crazy. I'll be right here when you come back to be insane. Mm-hmm. You want to jump off a bridge? Feel free. I'm going to stand at the top and watch you. Make sure your bungee cord don't stink.
I'm going to jump so bad. But I'm so scared of heights. Climbing a tree, I'm okay, but... Yeah.
I know a friendship you have really good with, though, is your friend that you started from. You became friends at work.
Which one? There's two. Guy or girl?
Girl. Yeah. Well, both of them, actually.
Yeah.
Both of them. Like, because you went to his graduation when he graduated college.
I was so fucking proud of him.
Yeah. And you support her in her life decisions of joining the military, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, the National Guard. Yeah. So you support her.
Yeah. But she's also going to try to go to the Air Force. So she's
like,
yeah. So, she changes her mind a lot, I don't think. So, yeah. But I'm there through everything.
She's a busybody.
Yes. She has to be doing something all the fucking time.
Yeah. Which is not a bad thing. I would hate to get stoned with her, though. She probably cleaned the cobwebs out of her freaking light bulbs.
Probably. I don't think she's ever smoked, though, so.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing, too. But you're a supporter on her, though, too. Mm-hmm. Because she went through some life-changing things, and you were just like, this is what you gotta do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. And I know you were proud of him for graduating college, too.
I was. Most definitely. I was so excited that he asked me to go with him.
No, I thought that was sweet as fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, you want to be my class one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because awesome. I was his only friend there.
Yeah. That was sweet, though.
Yeah.
But you met them at work. You didn't even meet them at school.
Yeah.
So, you never know where you're going to meet your best friend at.
Right.
I met mine at school. You met yours at work.
And one at school.
Huh?
And one at school.
Oh, you met one at school. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
My sister.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, I also have another friend who we're not as close as we used to be, but I still love her, and, you know, I still wish her the best in life and everything, and I still talk to her from time to time. It's not as much as it used to be,
yeah.
But, you know, it's okay.
I think about the same one?
Yeah.
Basically my cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I didn't find out until years later?
Yeah. Yeah. At a funeral like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no. It's just, you know, it's a different kind of friendship, though. You know, it's not a bad friendship. It's just on a different level. It's not the person I want to call and cry to about my bad days, you know, which type of person I am. I don't tend to reach out to my best friend that much whenever I want to cry. I kind of feel like she doesn't like to see me cry, so it's hard for me to cry around her. So, yeah.
Did you cry with her? Well, we both cried with her.
Yeah. Although, yeah, my birthday that one year, and I just sat here and cried. She cried with me because I was just like, fuck this day. So, and which you cried with us too, I think.
Is that when I was sitting over there?
Yeah. We were drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four Locos.
Yep. No, but me and her were drinking Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, I was drinking Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night we cried when I was drinking Four Locos too.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a good cry. I think every female in the world should watch emotional movies because sometimes we want to cry for no apparent reason, and at least the movie gives us a reason to cry.
I do a movie where I watch Soldiers Coming Home because that just
yes.
gets my heart.
Yes. So sometimes I cry over some things that, like, on TV shows or something. That's not even a point of crying about, but I was just like, I just need to fucking cry.
Yeah. So, or just, like, too sweet.
Yeah.
I was like, it's all up in the fields.
I'm never going to have that. My husband's too much of an asshole.
I'm never going to have that because I'm single for him.
Oh, you're not going to be single for Pringles. You're not going to be single for Pringles.
What?
That's what I was going to say. You're not going to be single forever. But we have ran over our segment time because we just stated that we were only going to do a 30-minute show. We're at 35. So, I guess we're going to end it on that. And if you guys want us to talk a little bit more about friendships or anything, comment. If you want to talk about your friendships you've fallen out of, leave us a message on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or comment. You don't have to just message us. You can comment it, too.
Yeah.
Comment ideas that you want us to talk about so that we can. We had somebody comment about friendship, which is why we talked about it tonight. So, I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Happy listening.